Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
Speak the Word is a presentation of Speak the Word Ministries.
If your mind is focused on fear, your life will be limited to anxiety. But if your life is filled and rooted in faith, your life will be filled with purpose.
Speak the Word.
This is Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is based on Matthew 8:8, where the centurion asked Jesus to speak the word.
Speak the word.
Speak the word. God's word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, God Knows My Name.
Speak the word.
In Psalms 14:1 in the English Standard Version, it says, the fool says in his heart, there is no God. I still can't get my head wrapped around that. I mean, there's evidence everywhere you look. I mean, you can't look anywhere that you don't see the evidence of God around us. Praise God. It says in 1 Corinthians 8:6, he said, yet for us, he says, there is only one God, the Father, who is the source of all things, not some things, but all things. But when people refuse to believe God's word, they will eventually find out just how foolish they really are. There's coming a day, it's soon. A lot of people are going to find out just how foolish they are. If God chose well-rounded people with no character flaws, some of the credit would inevitably go to the people and not to the Lord. But choosing flawed people with a bad past, like myself, a shaky present, and an uncertain future, God alone gets the glory when they accomplish amazing things by His power. Not by your power and not by my power, but by His power. Praise God. You know, it's so powerful. In other words, God will not tolerate human pride. So He chooses people who have nothing to brag about. And God is my witness. I have nothing to brag about. Everything that I am and everything I have is only by the grace of God, my Father. It says here in Luke 19:10, it said, the Son of Man came to seek and save those who are lost. In John 12:46, it said, I have come into the world as light, so that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness. In 1 John 3:8, it says, another reason he came was to destroy the works of the devil. And you know, and that's really what we're trying to do today through the spoken word of God. For the Bible says, how can they hear unless there's a preacher? So we have apostles and teachers and prophets, and but you know, we're all following the Spirit. Friends, God wants everybody saved. He wants you rescued from Satan, and He is rounding up. I really truly believe that God is rounding up His children for these end days. In 1 Peter 2:9, in the Message Bible, it says, but you are the ones chosen by God, chosen for the high calling of priestly work, chosen to be a holy people, God's instruments to do His work. And that's all we are, brothers and sisters. We're instruments to do God's work and to speak out for Him, to tell others of the night and day difference He's made in your life. For nothing, He's brought you from nothing to something, from rejection to acceptance. It took a long time for me to accept Jesus as my Lord. because the devil filled me with so many of his lies, and I fell for every one of them, lock, stock, and barrel. You know, I do not have time to tell you today how my life has changed since I received Jesus as my Lord and Savior. But I do have a daughter, a husband here, and a daughter here that know the change that's been in my life because she's known me both ways. And I believe that she can testify that I'm not the same person that I used to be. And I'm so thankful for that. I take no credit for that. But I will say this. He has brought me from a widow living on a fixed income to where I am today. Everything that I could ever imagine, far beyond what I could imagine, dream, think, God has brought me there. But I also would like to throw this in. When I said that he brought me from a widow living on a fixed income, he was only able to do this because of my way of thinking. As it says in Romans 4:17, by calling those things that be not as though they are, be not always, they're already there. He's already, like I said, he's provided everything. If you can see it, you can have it. You have to give your, you have to work on your imagination, and you have to practice saying what the Lord God says. And so I never saw myself in the natural. I never saw myself as living on a fixed income. I never thought of myself that way. It was a fact. But that's not what God said about me. He was giving me page after page after page, and I was writing them down and I'm dating them in 2004 and 5 when I was in that position and a prison ministry, which I did for 11 years, working with the inmates and counseling them and ministering to them. But he started me out washing off the table. I have a place to put my Bible to where I'm at today. But you start, you know, a lot of people want to start at the top, but you always have to have a foundation. And I hope you understand that. You just can't come from, you know, 1 to 10 at once. And I'm not saying that I've arrived. I've not arrived by no means. But the Lord has given me a different ministry. It's not that it's better. It's just different, reaching different people and being able to reach more people through the radio stations and the TV and the YouTube that he's been blessing me with. And I'm so thankful for that. And I can also say this. It will be the most important decision you'll ever make. It was the most important decision I've ever made. When you make the decision to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, he will always be with you. You'll never be alone again. You'll never be an outcast again. You really never will. Maybe people might still think of you as outcast because maybe some people have a little bit more than you do. But I'm so thankful that God don't look at us because of what we own and what we don't own. As a matter of fact, he looks more favorably on the ones that don't own than the ones that do own. Because the reason why he's giving it to the people that have the blessings, he blesses you to be a blessing. And if he's blessing you and you're not being a blessing, he's not smiling on that. But if he's giving it to you and you've got your arms open and you're being a blessing to those that are less fortunate to you, then that's the purpose of the blessing. It's not to spend on yourselves. There's nothing wrong with spending some of it on yourselves, but you can't just hoard it all and not be a blessing to others. That was my prayer during that time when I was seeking the Lord and asking the Lord, you know, to provide. And I said, Lord, I just pray that you'll make me a blessing and I can be a blessing and dispense good unto others. So the Lord has blessed me and placed me in a position where I can be a blessing to those others. And so I thank God for that. And I don't take any credit for that. God has kept his promise. He has made me a blessing and put me in a position where I can help others that's less fortunate. So he did his part, I do my part, you know, and I want to do a sermon one day on if, because the Bible is filled with ifs. God says, I will do this if you'll do that. I'll do this if you do that. But most of the time, we only get the part that, you know, we want to do. We don't do exactly what God's asking us to do. We don't do that if part. You know, he said, if you'll be obedient, I'll do this. If you'll do this, I'll do that. But most of us are wanting that. I even get emails where people say that they're mad with God, you know, because they've tithed, they've given, they've done this and they've done that. Well, I want you to know it's not based on what you do. It's based on what Jesus has done. You know, you don't earn him by your works. You did it by his works, by his sacrifice. So everything else we get is by love, but because he loves us, and by grace, and by accepting him as our provider and our source. We don't accept our banks, our employers, and all. We don't, they're not our provider. God is our provider. God is their provider. And you need to pray for your businesses. You need to pray for them, because as long as they're prospering and you're praying, you're going to prosper.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
This has been Speak the Word, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We're glad you've joined us for today's message. Speak the Word is made possible by support from listeners like you. If you'd like to hear more from Speak the Word, visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. There, you can also learn more about Pastor Joe, purchase audio CDs or DVDs, and watch and listen to other radio messages from Pastor Joe. Again, just go to speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be right back with a closing word. But first, we're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as he said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak his word, and the answer is in the word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for a copy of I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly. Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
Father, I am so thankful that you know my name and that you have it listed in the Lamb's Book of Life. And you know the names of all who are listening to this prayer. I thank you, Lord, that the day you came into our lives, you gave us a new heart, a new attitude, and a whole new outlook on life. I thank you that you didn't look for the pretty people, but you on purpose chose what the world considers nonsense in order to shame the wise, and you chose what the world considers weak in order to shame the powerful. You chose the outcast, Lord, and I'm so thankful that you chose me. I thank you that we all can take comfort knowing that you, Lord, have chosen us in spite of it all, praise God, and the Creator of the universe knows our names. Thank you, Lord, that you look past what others say about us and you choose to see us at our highest potential. Let us never forget that there is only one God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and you are the source of all things. And we have your promise that you will never leave us nor forsake us. Hallelujah. I pray in the name of Jesus.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. And join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand against the word of God, against the word.